From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Nevis appears to be on the way to full internal self-government. Dominica's Ear and seaports hit by a strike as regional labor unions send a warning to governments. And Jamaica's opposition defends its decision to halt cooperation with the government. I'm Bertram Miles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Political leaders on St. Kitts and Nevis have agreed to work toward full autonomy for Nevis, which has long campaigned for secession from the Federation. They've pledged to negotiate a new constitution to govern the future relationship between the two islands, which are a mere 2 miles apart. The decision was taken at a meeting between the National Parliament and the Nevis Island Assembly. St. Kitts and Nevis Deputy Prime Minister Sam Condor is chairman of a parliamentary committee on constitutional reform. I asked him if it was the beginning of the end of the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis.
I think it's too early to say that. What we are trying to establish is a new constitutional relationship that is acceptable to the peoples of both St. Kitts and Nevis.
But the parties in Nevis say they really don't want to participate in future federal elections, which mean really essentially they don't want anything to do with the election on St. Kitts itself, which presumably
federal elections as they are now, but they still see some